Hello and welcome to Through the Mist with me, your host Joe. This is a Void Investigation podcast where we look at the law and try to understand how it all works. In this episode, we'll be looking at the library. Mistbuster friends, and I don't know, are you friends? Who knows, who cares? You are humans, hopefully. If anyone's out there that's not human, are you a skateboarding cow? Are you a skateboarding cow? Because that could be very dangerous.
Skateboards.
What did I say? Oh, okay, I'm in a bit of a mood today, so that's fun. But hello, welcome back everybody, welcome back, new month, new episode. I'm running late this month, and then this is it for the new year, nothing else, and then we'll skip January like always, because I need to decompress. I've got, I'm freaking so much in January, so we're just gonna skip Jan, as always, and, we'll attempt to come back for Feb. But hey, last time out, we talked about cane magic and cheese being an element, the fifth element. So I asked you guys on the Instagrams at @through_mist, if you want to come and say hello, what the best cheese is. What is the best cheese? And we got a couple points, couple answers. I'm turning the light on, it's getting a bit dark. There we go. Now the screen's not like in my face. Yes, so we got Port Salut from Magical Myths. That's the cheese of choice for them. And from Josh, we got grated, which isn't a type of cheese, Josh. Grated is not a type of cheese. And personally, just for future reference for anyone, the best cheese is a cheddar cheese produced by the Snowdonian Cheese Company. It is known as Black Bomber, and that is some solid cheese.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
I've got a lot of cheese grommets, so there might have been another one there. And depending how I'm feeling in like half an hour when this is done recording, it's going to be a quick turnaround. I'm recording this the day it goes out. Cheese. Yes, that was last time. Other things to note? TV shows coming out this month. What? What was that? I don't know. I haven't mentioned it, I don't think, really, at all. And I just thought maybe we could just, so he's coming out this month. I don't know how or if it will get covered here. Maybe once it's all wrapped up, we might do a look at the new lore things that got added. I only do a monthly show, so actually that could be a good idea. Do a little recap episode sort of thing after it's all been out and done its thing. Yeah, that's probably what I'll end up doing. I want to go back to here. I'm going to add that to my list. I guess that's everything that no one cares about except moi. So we'll get into the nitty and gritty of this. Coming to a quick one today, we're talking about the labyrinth, boys. We are talking about the labyrinth. Labyrinth. I've done the quickest synopsis of the labyrinth in mythology of all time, because it's the labyrinth. What is there to say? It's just a long corridor, a long corridor that's so amazingly designed, you can get lost in it. You don't know whether you're going forwards or backwards. It'd actually be very simple design, just a perfectly smooth white wall. But then you could draw in it. You'd want some sort of like anti-drawing graffiti or something, so people can't graffiti on there. Anyway, we're designed by Daedalus. It was designed by Daedalus to keep the Minotaur in. and was used by Manos, you know, to throw people in and, I don't know, to subdue, I don't know, it's very Hunger Games of him. Yeah, and truly, that's all I'm going to say. Mythologically, what else do you want to know? Long Corridor, other podcasts have covered this. I mean, just listen to them. I do personally suggest Muses of Mythology, just, you know, that's the kind of guy I am. Okay, so if that's how it is in the myths, what about Dabooks, where all the interesting stuff comes from? Because otherwise it's just a boring corridor. in the books, it is grown underneath the earth, just below mortal perception. I previously linked this, like, where the labyrinth sits in the universe, as, like, an upper level of the Daunt from the Kane Chronicles. Go back and listen to previous episodes to find out where that was, so I just know I've said it out loud and I can't actually remember where. It's kind of alive, you know, like the labyrinth itself is kind of alive. It has traps, it tries to play mind games, but at the same time it's still very much a corridor, as you only have one path to the center. The main thing I can click now is that you have to go through the arena to get to the center. You always have to go through the arena. You can't skip the arena. Like, it is very much a corridor. Still, there's no dead ends as such. There's just multiple entrances. So, like, that's just why it's so... That's why it's become more maze-like. Structurally, like, physical structurally, it was integrally linked to Daedalus's life force. When he left the mortal plane, it kind of had a bit of a moment and went and disintegrated, but presumably not completely. I don't know. It's a bit weird because Cronus's army was escaping through there still. But then, a little bit later, Pasiphae comes back out of nowhere. The sorceress Pasiphae, the wife of Minos, you know, and kind of has a vendetta and whatnot, but she brings the labyrinth back into existence, kind of, sort of. And also, within the book, she is the one that stated to give it the more magical-like properties. So, Daedalus designed it, but Pasiphae magicked it, and actually made it more the living, breathing thing. Daedalus kind of just did the cool... They worked together, but, like, probably didn't realise they were doing it. After Pasiphae, like, is dealt with and, like, vanishes into a hole in the ground, it doesn't, like, destroy itself like when Daedalus died or was moved on. He moved on, much more of a moving on kind of guy, Daedalus. It just kind of calms down and, like, is not quite so vicious or angry, and is very much a secret tunnel, secret tunnel, through the mountains, secret, secret, secret tunnel. Story, and we're all on the same page about how everything worked and how it all works. What am I here today to incite? What's the piece of knowledge that I have gathered? What is the idea that I have collated and created in my mind's eye that I am wanting to pass on to you lovely people of the internet? Well, that is that the labyrinth works by emotion, not logic. I came up with this idea. You can hear this is recorded. This idea appearance into existence is recorded and is on my guest episode for of the Eldest Gods. If you listen back to that, you can hear me and the brains clicking and me going, oh. But I just I didn't listen back to it right now, but I feel like that's a very, that is going to be almost spot on. That's going to be verbatim for what happened, what I said. But I couldn't spoil, so I couldn't, I didn't want to, but it works by emotion, not logic. And that is what we're here today to impart. And I can hear you going now, okay, Owen, so you're saying it works by emotion, by logic, but you have previously called yourself the scientific podcast about non-scientific, about a magical book series. I can't remember what I said. It was, we used the scientific method to just come up with nonsense. The best kind, mate. Game theory's like got it down. I'm game theorying a particular book series. So I do have evidence. That's what I was trying to get at. Have you guys heard the official theorist song? Because it is a bop, if I do say so myself. It is like, I do say so myself, like I helped create it in any way, shape or form. That would be absolutely out of the blue and wild and no. And no, that is not what happened. It's a bop if you agree with me. If you feel like, do you know what, that Owen, I think I would agree with their music tastes, then you may agree that it's a bop. Anyway. I told you in the mood. Yes, in the Hazel and Leo scene. So in Who?
Who?
House of Hades. Who? I think that's what I call Who. Who? Who? Yeah, Who. Is there another one I call Who? Anyway, Who. In Who, you can see it happen. You can see it occur. Where, like, Leo being very much probably almost overly logical in certain scenarios and an absolute idiot in others, but in this case overly logical, is kind of like overwhelmed trying to understand the mechanics of this thing. Like, when I say mechanics, I mean like the physics, that's a better word, the physics of this thing that doesn't really like exist in the same way that Leo understands the world. And then you got Hazel, who realizes to some degree that labyrinth will react to how you feel deep inside, and Hazel just has the ability, like the manipulation of the mist magic, she has the ability to manipulate this mechanism of understanding emotionally. She has the powers and the abilities to manipulate this mechanism of emotion, but it's still true for everyone else that will, in the same way, anyone that wanders its corridor will feed on the emotions of anyone that wanders its corridor and understanding it. That was hard to get out. Anywho, again, we can also see this in Bottle itself. Ballad of Labyrinth for newbies. It's Bottle because it spells bottle if you look at the acronym. And if you can wordify an acronym, it makes the acronym 10 times better, in my opinion. That's just, you got to read an acronym and try and just wordify it. And Bottle is a fun one because it says bottle. It's like Son of Neptune is sun, because it spells sun, you know, it's fun. Anyway, what was I saying? Bottle, yes, you can kind of see that the labyrinth does this emotional logic thing, emotion thing versus physics thing, with like, so, but it's in its moody era, I know, it's in its emo goth phase, and trying to break everyone. So it plays on Annabeth's insecurities by doing things that shouldn't do if it was all physical rather than emotional. And then also, again, you get the wild path, playing with Grover's need to find Pan, trying to split up the group because it needs to. that's basically it. That's all I really have to say. It's a short one. I can feel it already. What is the recording time? Oh, 17 minutes, mate. We are bossing it. I said 17. It was 17 plus a few seconds. I couldn't be bothered to read the seconds. Yeah, short one today because busy, busy boy doing busy, busy boy things. Busy boy being me. I think that's everything. Hope you all have a wonderful new year and see you next time. Guys, you are great. But please listen to the outro. Please, you want to stick around? Something exciting. After the outro, I've got something exciting for everyone to hear. Hey? Yeah? Yeah? Okay, cool. Great. See you in a sec. Thank you for indulging this theory. If you have any comments on this theory, or theories of your own that you'd like me to discuss, you can email them through through.t.mist@gmail.com, or you can follow the Instagrams @through_mist. Make sure to follow the podcast, like the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, do whatever you have to do to help get the podcast out there. I've been Owen. Come back next time as you try to see through the mist. I lied. There's no secrets. This is it. This is the end. Goodbye for... I don't know how long. We'll see. Love you.